This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump trying to downplay his relationship with his former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, who's admitted to several felony counts. In an exclusive interview on Fox this morning, the president said Cohen only did small deals for him. The president then attacked Cohen for what he called flipping on him with prosecutors.
If somebody defrauded a bank and he's going to get 10 years in jail or 20 years in jail, but if you can say something bad about Donald Trump and you'll go down to 2 years or 3 years, which is the deal he made, in all fairness to him, most people are going to do that. It's called flipping, and it almost ought to be illegal.
Hurricane Lane is barreling towards Hawaii as a Category 4 storm, expected to pass very close to the islands, hitting land today or tomorrow. It currently has winds of about 130 miles an hour. And this is USA Radio News.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody, and I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Two people are dead, one seriously wounded after a knife attack in Paris today. The suspect, who was said to have been on a terrorist watch list, was shot by police. ISIS has claimed responsibility for the attack. They're preparing for a huge funeral for Aretha Franklin at a church in Detroit a week from tomorrow. Bishop Charles Ellis of Greater Grace Temple in Detroit says it's going to eclipse the largest funeral ever held at the church so far. That one was for a civil rights legend.
Rosa Parks, you know, it doesn't get any bigger than that. Well, think again. I believe it's gotten bigger than that.
Ellis says he expects many celebrities to be among the guests at the funeral for the Queen of Soul, as well as former Presidents Clinton, Obama, and George W. Bush. The Labor Department says first-time jobless claims were down by 2,000 last week from the week before. Analysts expected them to rise by 3,000. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The tariff spat continues between the United States and China, the two slapping 25% tariffs on another $16 billion worth of each other's goods, the Trump administration imposing new tariffs just after midnight Eastern, and Beijing immediately retaliated. A man accused in a shooting at a Tennessee Waffle House location will be going to a mental health facility, as authorities say they hope he becomes fit to stand trial. USA's Wendy King reports.
A judge has ruled that 29-year-old Travis Reinking is mentally unfit to stand trial on charges that he fatally shot 4 people at the Waffle House restaurant in Nashville on April 22nd. Forensic psychologist Rena Eisen testified at a court hearing.
To be not competent means that their mental illness is causing them to not be able to assist their attorney in their defense or to understand the proceedings against them.
Eisen says Reinking is refusing to take medication that could help help treat his mental illness.
Disney says it's going to pay for its hourly workers to go to college. Through the Disney Aspire program, as they're calling it, the company will be covering all tuition costs up front, and that includes application fees and books and materials for its 80,000 hourly workers. Remember, we're online at usaradio.com, and for USA Radio News, I'm...
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy. They mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
Now I'm just a beggar in the presence of a king. I wish I could bring so much more. But if it's true, he who used broken things, then here I am.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us in this portion of Bill Martinez Live, being brought to you by my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. If you find yourself among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care, you're not alone, okay? And this is why Liberty HealthShare could be the solution for you. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay their medical costs. You choose your doctor and your hospital. Is that novel, huh? Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, all the kids. For more information, give them a call, 855-585-4237, or visit libertyhealthshare.org for all the information you need to know. We're going to be talking about overcoming shame. It seems that shame is, how do you say it? It's probably much more pervasive than we even realize. And when I talk to people about it, I'm realizing myself that it impacts people in such a catastrophic way. It impacts our identity and our value, our self-worth, and left unattended. Shame can become an unbearable trap of condemnation that fills our hearts with painful lies. Our next guest, award-winning recording artist, she's an author, Denise Pass, joins us, and we're going to be talking about her new book, Shame Off You. And this is going to guide us through the biblical way to process feelings of shame and help us open our eyes to see how God uses conviction as a powerful tool to bring his people back to himself, because that's the kind of God that loves us. He is a redeeming God, is he not, Denise?
Oh, yes, he is. Thank you so much for helping me on the show today.
Well, great to have you here to tell, you know, to tell your story. I mean, what you're sharing it is a personal story, is it not?
Yes, it is. You know, I originally had desire to write about hope, but the Lord brought me back to this message of shame. As you say, it is pervasive. It does affect all of life. And sometimes it can be traumatic incidences that produce shame, as in my case. Mm-hmm. But then you realize it's kind of interwoven in our whole culture.
Exactly. Well, you know, and the thing is, maybe because all of us experience shame to varying degrees, maybe that's why we, you know, I guess accommodate it and hold on to it, which really, when you think about it, is so ungodly, because it's not God's intention for us. But God always has a way, as I say, being the redeeming God that he is, he has a way of writing it and in such a way to where we're all the better and stronger for something that evil meant for bad, to hold us back, to take us off our God-given destiny. And God says, no, I'm going to use that to refine you and to really catapult you into your destiny, right?
Yes, amen. And I think, you know, also people do not recognize it because we look at the fruit of shame and not always the root of shame. We don't see the cause.
Right.
And, you know, people can go around their whole lives inhibited. It can be as simple as being shy. You know, why are you shy? What is it? What does that come from? And it can be from just your upbringing, certain things attributed to that. But a lot of times, you know, once sin entered the world, shame did too. And we come by it kind of naturally. You know, part of our fallen nature is to shame one another or our own selves.
Well, it's like we take on an operating system in much the same way as your computer has an operating system. And we speak the shame language. We understand the shame language. Birds of a feather flock together, so we hang around shameful people. And it just keeps promoting itself until we get to that moment of confrontation with God and we see it really for what it is. And he says to us as he reaches out in love, what do you got to lose, huh?
Right. Well, and I think, too, sometimes people with this message, you know, when I first said to some folks around me, I said, I feel like the Lord wants me to write on shame, and it's, why would you want to write on that?
I know. It's almost like there's even shame
to talk about.
Exactly. No, I mean, and that's so pure. I mean, that's an honest response. I mean, that just goes to show you how we're able to accommodate shame is because we don't want to talk about it.
Yes, definitely. And I have this shame quotient quiz on my website, shameoffyou.life. And it's just kind of a little simple quiz to reveal hidden areas of shame so people can hop on there. It's a, you know, 2-minute, 3-minute commitment of time. But it kind of proves a little point there. You know, these things in their life that they just took as normal weren't normal. They were snuffing out joy out of our life. And God wants us to have an abundant life free of shame. He died on the cross so we could walk in freedom. And we're just walking around often bound by guilty conscience. People manipulate one another, put downs, and just our whole existence can often be shaped by it.
Mm-hmm. You talk about the four obstacles that distract us from God's ability to remove shame. What is that?
Well, in that article for belief.net, I had listed in there, there's actually more than four. I mean, any of us could, you know, find so many things that are also in my book. I list a lot of them. But for me, pride, you know, if you look at Proverbs 11, verse 2, it says that with pride comes shame. And what is the automatic response we have to shame? Well, that's not mine. Let's deny it. Let's get rid of it quick. Somebody get rid of it. And so that kind of response, and that's sort of one of the main themes of my book, hiding shame does not heal it. And so when people with our response of pride, the automatic thing is to say, you know, I've got to get rid of that. And, you know, that is not, it's not going to get rid of it. In fact, it's going to cause it to grow.
Right.
And so I think one of the things in that article for me was, even though people want to all duck when you say pride as well, but we realize that if we are to really deal with shame appropriately, we've got to look at it through what I call the three-pronged approach, biblical approach, through truth, through humility, and through grace to be able to extinguish shame. Yeah. And so pride doesn't let you do that. But when you're willing to own the portion of shame that you might have to own, because the Bible says that there's nothing good in any of us, right? And we all fall short of the glory of God. So then if I can look at that, I can see whether the shame is legitimate or illegitimate, as in false shame, someone hurled my direction. But I don't have to be prideful in my response because I already know what I am before God. And I already know my identity is in Christ. So that frees me to look at shame objectively. And And second is deception. We really do deceive ourselves. One, we don't recognize it, as we mentioned earlier. But, you know, we try to maybe give it another name, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not really shame, you know. It's this person's fault, or, you know, this happened to me, or I behave this way because my upbringing. But if we are willing to be honest, you know, and look at shame square in the eye, you know, we can determine the reach of it in our lives.
Exactly, and we're going to talk more about it on the other side of the break. Denise Pass is with us. Stay with us. We've got more from Denise after this.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Gettysburg, Normandy. They mean something. Bill Martinez, live. Now I'm
just a man. Back with the America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Denise Pass, author of Shame Off You and 31 Days to Hope Reinvented, award-winning CCM recording artist, singer, songwriter, accomplished writer, blogger, speaker, worship leader, and podcaster. Denise, you're just not busy enough. Yeah, I think you need some other things to do.
Overachiever.
I'm not trying to throw shame your way. I'm just reading all this stuff you're doing. I'm going, oh my goodness, you are an engaged woman, and I appreciate that, and certainly we appreciate you addressing a topic that you know challenged you. I'm sure. I mean, when God's nudging you and saying, you know, waking you up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and say, hey, I want you to write about shame. You go, oh gosh, do I want to be that vulnerable? Right.
Right. Definitely. And I would say chapter one was rewritten many times as I decided and negotiated with the Lord, do you want this in there, Lord? You know, what is on your heart for me to share on this subject? Because, and even all the things that I do really come from just a zeal to share God's love with people and to help people heal, because I know what it's like to feel so isolated in my shame, to feel like no one understands what I'm going through.
Exactly. Well, and for you, in terms of your personal experience that led you to writing this book, I want you to unfold that a little bit more for our audience.
Yes, certainly. So I am a stay-at-home mom. You know, I have 5 children. I home-educated them. And I had made a promise before my first child was born, which was, I'm going to keep my children safe. Mm. That came from a place of, I had been sexually abused as a child. Mm. And I had made a promise, you know what, we're not even going to do sleepovers. I'm going to home-educate. Now, the home education was something I believe the Lord led me to do. It wasn't all fear-based. Mm-hmm. But it was one of those parts of my promise. Well, this will help me keep that promise. But, you know, I realized being safe wasn't my savior. Jesus is my savior.
Right.
And he's the one who, in the middle of whatever life throws your way, he's my refuge. And we came to a point in 2007. I had been on a television show and won first place for this Christian artist category. And it seemed like, okay, we're going to be doing ministry together as a family. And then later that year, the Lord had me wake up in the middle of the night to write a song. Hmm. And, you know, usually when I write songs, it might be that I'm interceding for someone while I'm writing a song. I don't even know who it's for, but God just places a concept in my heart and I start to worship him. And this one was a song called Draw Me Near, and I felt this real presence of evil in my home, and I thought, this has never happened while I'm writing a song. What is going on? And I went to bed later writing after having finished writing the song, and woke up the next morning, and as the sun came in through the window, the Lord just spoke to my heart. He said, ask your husband, say, God says you have something to tell me. Huh. I had no idea what this was about, other than I just had a strange experience writing a song. Mm. And I went in and I asked him, I said, hey, God says you have something to tell me. And he was completely silent and said, I'm not going to tell you now. I'll tell you later. Mm-hmm. Long story short, as we went throughout the whole day, God kept revealing pieces of the puzzle to me. And I started to become in my spirit aware that he had done something to one of my children. I didn't know what. And mm-hmm. it was constant, you know, avoiding the whole day as it unfolded, excruciating. And I came to the point where I said, the children and I aren't going home. I don't know what you've done, but we are not going home until I know what's happened. To all of this, the Lord was revealing. And it would come to be known that he had sexually violated, actually ended up being more than one of my children. And but there was sin in the camp, and the unfolding of that was a 5-year-long court battle. And so here I was, this utopic homeschool mom. We have this life. I waited for marriage. A plus B equals C. I've got my safe life.
Right.
Blown out of the water.
And so I set aside ministry, and obviously my kids, it was, you know, dear God, please help us heal from this. How do you heal from this? And so chapter one is basically that moment when I finally left the church I was at and went to a new church. And that day they had a postcard or poster board testimony where someone walked across the stage and said, you know, sexual abuse victim, and flipped the card and said, healed.
I've experienced those poster card testimonies. They are so powerful. I mean, I tell people often, it's like, to me, one of my favorite testimonies in the New Testament is the blind man. As blind, now I see. I mean, real simple. I mean, people try to overthink evangelism and what it's all about. People just want to know your story. I mean, what makes you different? You know, what were you like before Jesus? What were you like as a result of Jesus? Really simple, personal, something that nobody else can take away. But, you know, just as a sidebar here for just a moment, I was powerfully moved by witnessing those, you know, cardboard testimonies like that. And I don't understand why more churches don't do that.
Yes. Well, actually, just even our conversation, I'm thinking, we're going to be doing this soon. I mean, God used it powerfully as a pivot point for me to finally acknowledge I had major shame in my life.
Wow.
And that there was hope. There was hope in the middle of that shame.
So, you know, so you go through, and you, and of course, you cite this in the first chapter of the book, what your family went through. And even your own mindset. I mean, who wouldn't have the same mindset that you did? I mean, having been abused, you want, of course, you're going to protect your children. You think this, and you're going to do everything that you need to do in your power. And I'm sure you must have had more than one conversation with God as to why. Why did you let this happen to us?
Oh, yes. Well, I remember one point crying out to God. I actually had to learn how to cry out because I was so much in shock.
Yeah.
And, you know, going to court and just all that that entailed. But one time just crying out and asking, why were we bearing all the consequences for his sin?
Right.
And the Lord just said, you know, I wasn't angry with you when I bore your sin. And it was this moment of, I needed to forgive. And I needed to trust God. Even as hard as this was, and I think there were several moments where God just came and just gave me his perspective. And one was in court when I really could hardly breathe from asthma, and his family was suing me for visitation. And I've got my children begging me to please don't let that happen. And I'm standing there in court, and I'm just, Lord, please help me. You know, all this shame was just smothering me. And then I had this moment where God said, will you do this for me? Will you be on, this is your mission, Denise. Will you stand here and defend your children? You see, we have this glorified image of it's going to be on a mission field. It's going to look like this or that. But then I pictured my Savior who came in shame. He chose it. He didn't have to walk through shame to die for our sins. He chose that route, and the Bible says he didn't regard it. So I had a choice right there. I don't have to regard the shame. I'm here on mission. Will I serve him in this way? Yes, I will. And so there were just so many key moments where I saw this new perspective of shame. But the joy set before him endured the cross.
Well, Denise, where can our family of listeners find you online, and where can they pick up a copy of the book? We've got about 15 seconds left here.
All right. It's DenisePass.com, or you could go on ShameOffYou.life, and you can find Shame Off You at any of the major retailers.
Well, Denise Pass has been with us. Her book, Shame Off You. Denise, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Take care. God bless.
Thank you. God bless.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump trying to downplay his relationship with his former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, who's admitted to several felony counts. In an exclusive interview on Fox this morning, the president said Cohen only did small deals for him. The president then attacked Cohen for what he called flipping on him with prosecutors.
If somebody defrauded a bank and he's going to get 10 years in jail or 20 years in jail, but if you can say something bad about Donald Trump and you'll go down to 2 years or 3 years, which is the deal he made. In all fairness to him, most people are going to do that. It's called flipping, and it almost ought to be illegal.
Hurricane Lane is barreling towards Hawaii as a Category 4 storm, expected to pass very close to the islands, hitting land today or tomorrow. It currently has winds of about 130 miles an hour. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email. Always love to hear from you. Good, bad, or indifferent, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Steve Malloy's is now a recognized leader in the fight against junk science with more than 25 years of accomplishment and experience, credited with popularizing that term, by the way, junk science. He's the founder and publisher of JunkScience.com. Steve, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Always good to be talking to you. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, let's talk about the Trump fuel standards. You know, I saw this at Good News, but I'm sure those on the climate change side, this bothered them just a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, this is a huge whack out of the Obama climate agenda. You know, back in 2012, Obama rammed through new fuel economy standards that are basically double fuel economy for, you know, corporate fleets from 27 miles a gallon to 55 by 2025. Mm-hmm. And the Trump administration has called a halt to that and is going to freeze standards at 2020 levels, which is going to save consumers a lot of money and save a lot of lives.
And I got to imagine for the car makers, they've got to be breathing a little sigh of relief here.
Well, I think they are. I think they were very nervous. They weren't going to be able to meet the Obama standards. I mean, there's no technology to do that. No technology on the drawing board. The only way they could meet the Obama standards would be to fit more people into electric cars and smaller, more dangerous vehicles.
Mm-hmm. Well, were you surprised that with the Trump's administration, their decision to freeze fuel efficiency standards at the 2020 levels, that it was determined that there will be no detectable impact on the climate? But, you know, as you say, it's going to make all the difference to the American consumer.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the difference between the Obama rules and the Trump rules is about 0.008% in terms of CO2 level differences by the year 2100. So that's not even really detectable. The Obama rules, which were designed with global warming in mind, so would have no impact on climate. All they would do is make cars needlessly more expensive, put consumers in more dangerous cars, and basically ruin cars. I mean, I kind of look at the Trump proposal as make cars great again. The standard doesn't get rid of fuel economy standards, which I think ultimately it's where we want to go. You know, it's no longer the 1970s. There's no energy crisis. We're awash in oil. There's no need for the government to be telling car makers how to make cars. But this is a huge step forward in that direction.
Well, you know, you and I had this discussion last time we talked, Steve, and at some point, you start looking at diminishing returns to the exact point that you just made. I mean, when we're talking about a nanopoints difference for the cost, it just doesn't justify all the expense, does it?
Well, no. I mean, the Trump administration estimates that it's going to reduce car prices by $2,300 over the next few years because, manufacturers won't have to meet this crazy standard. They estimate there's going to be 1,000 lives saved every year because people will be able to, more readily afford to get into new cars, which tend to be safer cars. The average life of a car on the average age of a car on the road today is 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's an old car.
Yeah, and maybe some of these manufacturers would invest some of that money that they were putting in trying to game the system into making a better system. As you know, we had several manufacturers get in trouble because, what these Obama-era fuel standards were calling for were just flat-out unrealistic. And some of these companies said, look, we got to find a way to get around this. So now maybe they can put good money after, good things and good results.
In Europe, they chased this foolish notion that they can reduce CO2 emissions in cars, and what they did was put everybody in diesel vehicles, and of course, diesel emissions went up, and all the air quality problems in Europe were caused by this fool's errand of reducing carbon dioxide.
And I imagine for you, it's laughable. And I, as much as I can understand, Steve, I'm with you laughing about it. But, this is what we've been living under. And, for 8 years under the Obama administration, you didn't know if you should laugh or cry because of the idiocy of it all.
Today's a really great day. I mean, not only we're talking about CAFE, but also today the Trump administration moved forward its plan to repeal the Clean Power Plan. And between the repeal of the Clean Power Plan, which was Obama's rules for shutting down the coal industry and reducing those CO2 emissions, and CAFE, which is about CO2 emissions from cars, and getting us out of the Paris climate hoax. President Trump has pretty much eviscerated the Obama climate, legacy, as it were.
And Steve, for those that might be a little confused in understanding, what's been going on, because like so much of what is reported to us, it's been so weaponized to such a degree that if you don't agree with, the left and, the science that they're promoting, I mean, you're off the team, you're out of the club, no reindeer games for you. And, you know, and so, you know, people are going, okay, well, you know, I want to get along with everybody here, and I don't want to be silly, but, you know, because my neighbor is so passionate about, you know, climate warming and, you know, this hockey stick theory stuff that they keep purporting, and you go, wait a minute, you know, this has all been proven false, has it not? And, but they insist that, you know, they live another day to keep, you know, using the old doctrine.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, you know, all the polarization that's going on in the country today. You know, this happened to climate skeptics starting 20 years ago. I mean, you know, the environmentalists wanted to put us in jail and send coal CEOs to concentration camps, and I mean, it's just really been crazy. And, you know, thank God President Trump has come in and, you know, I guess, he listened to climate skeptics over the year, and now he's implementing our agenda, and we're returning to sanity. Now, you know, that doesn't make it easier for the other side, but it's what's happening.
Well, Steve, I mean, just from a practical nature and what you and I learned in school growing up, I mean, the things that these, you know, purported scientists have utilized, I mean, it's not even, you know, respectful of anybody's intelligence. It's just an imposition of their ideology, and this is why it's not selling. You know, science, when it's presented clearly, I mean, you still, it spurs questions, you know, which it should do. Healthy science should spur the question of why, and you keep asking that why question. But when you're no longer allowed to ask the question why, and you're just dictated how you should believe, or like, you know, the former president said, well, you know, everybody knows it's a fact. Well, I think anybody that knows anything about science knows that if it's a, you know, if it's of any kind of substance, then it becomes a law. But I don't know of the term fact existing in the vernacular of the science. Do you?
Yeah, that's true. This whole notion of, you know, the consensus, the consensus on climate, the debate is over. I mean, it's always ridiculous notions. You know, the climate alarmists have been making predictions for at least 30 years now. Not one has been correct. And, you know, but, and even though they've never been right, they have instilled this whole belief system in schools, and kids are now just, you know, force-fed climate doctrine. They're not taught how to think, or, you know, how to think critically. They're just force-fed. And so these kids coming out of school today, just, you know, they just parrot this climate nonsense. I mean, virtually every millennial has no idea how to think scientifically about these issues, and just accepts what is, you know, what they get out of the New York Times.
Exactly. Well, we got to leave it right there. And Steve, as always, we appreciate you coming on. Steve, founder, publisher of junkscience.com. Thank you so much, Steve. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Bill.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816.
Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm David Hall, founder of Dom & Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Dom & Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Dom & Gusset Jean Company.
America's favorite Mexican, Bill Martinez, live.
Can't take that from me.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, my dear friend, Marcia Carnicelli Minor. And you got to say that right, because when you say it, you know, Carnicelli, it like comes from that romantic side of your aorta that makes it real special. You know, and I just so appreciate Marcia and her heart, because it's all about, you know, your body, your mind, your spirit. She has a radio show, a global radio show on natural health and personal spiritual development. She's also the co-publisher of Healthy Referral Newspaper and on the advisory board of the National Health Federation. Marcia, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Oh, it's always good to talk with you, Bill, whether it's off the air or on the air.
Yeah, so exactly.
Thank you for this opportunity, and hopefully my voice, for some reason, Ohio does this to my voice.
Yeah, well, it's so, the season. It's the season. I mean, you know, the heat, the everything all comes into play. I mean, if you came here to California, where I'm at right now, it probably affected just as well, because it's a little bit on the warm side. I'm a bit confused because, you know, I'm based generally out of Florida, and I came here to California, and it's just like the weather chased me down here on the West Coast, too. So.
Well, Bill, traveling has a tendency to do that, too, different environments and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I am thrilled about everything that you and my awesome business partner, Tom Katowski, and I have initiated over these months, and to where it's going to be taking us is even more exciting. So I want to personally thank you for the opportunities that you've been giving us. And I know today you wanted to just sort of share a little bit about what we have been doing, and also there's something that's close to my heart, which is actually entitled The Greatest Love of All.
Mm-hmm.
Can The Greatest Love of All Help Heal Anorexia, which is something that I finally decided to write on after a number of years, because I did experience this in my late teens, way before any of us. started to read much information about it. But I'm just going to let you lead the way. This is host to host.
Yes. Well, some of this stuff, and like I was explaining to Marcia, I mean, that's all part of the opportunity here when you get two people that are used to hosting. But we get to have a conversation like we're, you know, over a cup of coffee, you know, friends just catching up and you know, letting you know who Marcia is all about. Because, as I say, it's all from the heart. And, you know, Marcia, I like what you wrote here, because this is something that I subscribe to as well. Learning who we are is one of the most precious gifts we can give ourselves, a gift that only we can open, right?
Yes, and that's why it's called a present.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And that's why you want to live in the present, okay? All that comes together. But you know, and I remember as a young kid, I think it was about 7, 8 years old, I was on a public transportation, and there was a billboard inside the bus, and it was William Shakespeare, "To thine own self be true." And I took note of that, even at 7 years old. I said, there's something significant about that statement. And, you know, it wasn't from a religious figure. It was from, you know, Shakespeare himself.
Right.
And I thought, well, there's some, and that has been my life's journey, is understanding what it is to be true to oneself. And in essence, that's kind of what you're suggesting here, is it not?
Absolutely. In fact, Bill, I'm sitting here doing this interview with you, and I have all kinds of little reminders of being who we really are all around me. So this one is, be your own kind of beautiful.
Yeah.
is another one that I subscribe to. Well, Bill, you know, in my late teens, I'm going to skip a lot of information. There were just some things that took place through the earlier part of life that had me coming from a bit of lack of self-confidence and love of self, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And this was way before we all started to read information about anorexia or any of the eating issues. And what are really, in my opinion, eating issues about? They are about, you know, what we are feeling and thinking about ourselves, which really was the case for me. So what happened was I found something that I was able to be in control of, which was, you know, what I was putting in my mouth or mm-hmm. what I was not.
Right.
And so what ended up taking place was because of that, I ended up going down to like 97 pounds. And for me, that's not a good thing. And
what normally what, 115, 120?
Right.
Should have been. Yeah, right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. But what I will say is this, because this is going to preface what we're speaking about. What ended up happening to me, no one person got me out of this.
Mm-hmm.
What ended up happening was one day I just felt this energy, and it had me reach down. I sort of take my hand and just go to the top of my head, reach down deep inside and reconnect spiritually. And again, I'm not talking about, you know, any kind of religion or anything. I'm just talking about the spiritual aspect of life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I reached down inside and basically reconnected spiritually. Because what took place in that experience was my inner voice said, stop. Stop, you know, comparing yourself to others, falling short, start recognizing and expressing, you know, my own talents and gifts.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's only one of me, and, you know, I am a unique, and this is what the voice was saying. And so I began to fall in love with myself, you know,
right.
which I call the greatest love of all. And I do want to preface this. When I say self, you know, I'm talking about our connection to that higher spiritual
exactly.
power.
Exactly. Well,
that
Marcia, that because, well, you know, to interrupt you just a moment here, but I want to mm-hmm. make sure people grasp this, is that we were taught not to be, you know, conceited, you know, to, in a sense, think less of yourself. But, you know, that's almost a sin as much as being arrogant,
absolutely.
Right? Because
you lose
a sense of balance. The other thing that's key here in talking about the spiritual is what is manifest in the physical starts in the spiritual. So you got to go to the root of the problem. And that's what you did by the grace of God.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Absolutely. So, you know, I heard that message, and another way of saying what you just said, Bill, too, is you know, you, with anything in life, you have to have a reservoir from which to draw.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And if a person doesn't have that within themselves, then, you know, how are you going to give it? Whether we're talking about, you know, a husband and wife relationship, children, anybody, you know, just friends. So when we realize who we really are, and basically being grateful, you know, for our own talents and gifts. You know, there's no one else on the planet like ourselves.
Exactly.
And if we're not truly, you know, sharing who we really are, we're really doing a disservice to it in so many ways. So I like to always make sure, you know, yes, anorexia has to do with, you know, with a disorder of eating.
Mm-hmm.
However, that is only the result of what's being felt or not felt inside of our being.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and as you say, the reservoir that you draw from, you can't very well give what you don't have, and that's what you're
saying, right? Absolutely. So, you know, once again, I just want to reiterate that truly loving and liking ourselves for who we are, that's when the magic begins. In fact, in my article, I kind of say it that way. You know, it all begins with us and our recognition that we are a part of something much greater. Something that is holding all of us together in the first place.
Right.
When we're living our purpose, Bill, you know, or our passion, as a lot of people call it, you know, we're happy beings.
Right.
So, you know, we look forward to each moment with anticipation and excitement. And if we're not, and this is what I feel about so many people walking the planet who maybe are not happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the question I would ask them is, are you doing what you love?
Exactly. Well, U.S. labor studies prove that, Marcia, that 90% of the labor force is not happy. They're round pegs and square holes is the way I characterize them.
Yep.
Because
yep.
the talents and giftings they've been blessed with are not being exercised and grown. And there's
Absolutely.
Just something about those that just nag us. They wake us up at 3 o'clock in the morning and say, shoulda, coulda, woulda, you know?
Yeah, I know, and that happens more than I believe most people realize. So, you know, in my conversations with people, just like they're saying, you know, I share the importance of finding what one is passionate about. In fact, when I give talks and presentations, this is one of the topics that I love to see people twinkle come back into their, you know, their eyes and their hearts.
Isn't that exciting?
And,
I love that.
Yeah, it is. What creates an excitement, you know, that carries them through each and every day, eager to be getting up and starting what the day is presenting to them. So in my opinion, you know, I do not need to tap into a lot of forms. Now, this is an interesting piece I'm going to share because
we have about a minute left here, so I'll let you
bring it,
summarize it and bring it home and tell people how they can be in touch with you. Okay.
Okay. And actually, what I will say right now before I finish here is thanks for letting us share about our website is healthyreferral.com.
Well, we'll leave it at that until we meet again. Marcia Carnicelli Minor, co-publisher of Healthy Referral Newspaper, host of Mind Your Mind, Body, and Spirit radio show, and advisory board member with NHF. Marcia, as always, thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome, Bill. And I would like just to say the phone number is 216-533-2273. Lots of blessings. Bye-bye.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Would it be okay if you had two